Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, August 25th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, an ambitious program to house the homeless finds itself far behind its goal. Why universal basic income is becoming an appealing financial relief option for struggling cities. We remember the life of popular LA restaurant founder Hee-Suk Lee, and a new entry in our series of essays, Race in LA. It's been nearly 2 years since LA launched an ambitious program to move homeless people off the street. Called A Bridge Home, the program's goal was to move people into temporary shelters where they can connect with the help they need. And then, within a few months, they would move on to permanent housing, freeing up the bed for someone else. However, progress is far behind the original goal. To explain, here's housing reporter Matt Tinoco.
So Los Angeles has by now opened 22 of these shelters over the past 2 years, though most of those have been in 2020, and most of them actually have been in the past couple months since the pandemic started. But I looked at the results from the very first four, each of which had been open for more than a year, even at the onset of the pandemic. I contacted the service providers, and they were able to tell me that only one in four of the people who exit from those shelters exit into permanent housing. Now, this is important because, like you said, politicians emphasize that bridge housing is an efficient machine when it comes to transitioning formerly homeless people into permanent housing. But the results from the very first four show that, well, people are not moving into permanent housing as quickly or in the volume that was anticipated 2 years ago. This isn't because of a flaw in bridge housing, but it's just a big bottleneck that crops up over and over again in LA's homeless services system. And that's just because there's very little available housing that people who have extremely low incomes can afford. The result is that what was pitched as temporary bridge shelter becomes something of a destination for lots of people to go as they just get stuck there because there's nowhere else to go. Now, LA is building more permanent housing and thousands of units should be coming online over the next couple of years to alleviate that bottleneck to some extent.
You may have heard the term universal basic income, or UBI. Promoted by former presidential candidate Andrew Yang and currently being tested by Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs, it's a type of government public program that guarantees a monthly stipend to all citizens, regardless of their work status. With the pandemic still devastating large parts of our economy, some cities are now looking to pilot that concept. Our economics reporter, David Wagner, explains.
So today, Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia announced plans to give money, no strings attached, to a select group of people in the city. And the idea here is to study the effects of a so-called universal basic income. So, you know, the city would see whether people use this money to pay their rent, to get out of debt, to buy healthier food. There's not a lot of detail yet, and it could take more than a year for the city to launch this program. But it does look like Long Beach wants to follow in the footsteps of other cities like Stockton. 125 residents there have been getting $500 a month for more than a year now. Garcia told me he thinks these efforts are more important than ever because he sees the pandemic making economic inequality a lot worse in his city. Other local mayors have expressed interest in this idea, including LA Mayor Eric Garcetti and Compton Mayor Asia Brown.
Earlier this summer, the founder of the popular restaurant BCD Tofu House, Hee-Suk Lee, died at the age of 61. Our Asian American Communities correspondent, Josie Wong, spent some time learning about the life of the remarkable founder.
Hee-Suk Lee turned a single restaurant in K-Town into this national chain, and she built her brand around a soft tofu stew called sundubu jjigae. This was a feat in that sundubu just isn't event food like Korean barbecue. I mean, it's a stew. So this was also at a time when Korean food in general was unknown to many American palates. But BCD grew in popularity with Koreans and non-Koreans alike. In LA, that had a lot to do with its Wilshire location, which was open 24/7. And that location got an early morning crew of late shift workers, college students, and club kids who started bringing their friends. And many of these folks mourned Lee after she died after a 6-year-long battle with cancer. Now, the oldest of her three sons has stepped into her shoes. Eddie Lee is a doctor, actually by training, but said he wanted to carry on his mom's legacy.
And finally, Take-Two producer Austin Cross has been sharing his own experiences as part of our Race in LA series. Now, he was moved to write another essay after the death of Anthony McClain, who was shot in the back by Pasadena police earlier this month.
Yeah, to be honest, far too many names of young Black people shot by police have been etched into our collective consciousness this year. and really takes an emotional toll. But when I read about the death of Anthony McLean last week, I noticed that his story struck me in an entirely different way. And that's because there are just too many similarities to ignore. We're both black males, we're both 32 years old, and he was shot near Raymond Avenue in Pasadena, the same street where I work at KPCC. Now, his story is complicated. Police say McLean had a gun, but video from the Pasadena police also shows that he was shot in the back. Investigations are ongoing. But after reading his story, I started reflecting on all the ways that he could have been me. So I wrote down my thoughts and shared them on LAist.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.